I'd like to share with you a fascinating story that's found in the Medrash in this week's Parsha. The Medrash relates, Ma'ase Baroichel Echad. There's once a story about a certain peddler who would travel from town to town hawking his wares. Nowadays, in our sophisticated and technologically advanced world, if someone has merchandise to sell, he buys a laptop, he opens an eBay account or Amazon account, and within minutes, the whole world can see what he's selling. But back then, in a far more primitive and archaic world, it required loading up a donkey and physically traveling from town to town, announcing his goods in the town square. One day, this peddler arrived in a certain town, and he screams out, "Man boy le mizben samchaim, who wants to buy the elixir of life?" Over the years, many people have fallen prey to all kinds of scam artists, snake oil salesmen, Ponzi schemes, fake miracle cures, magical potions, promising everything from get-rich-quick schemes to anti-aging drugs to curing chronic ailments. What do all these schemes have in common? First of all, they all don't work. And second of all, they're usually very expensive. Yet, time and time again, people fall for them. Why is it that even intelligent, rational people get taken by these scammers? And sometimes not just once, but multiple times. Because when a person becomes intrigued by a possibility, when people are desperate, they suspend all rational logic, and fantasy replaces reason. Even if a voice in the back of their mind tells them that it's too good to be true, they still cling to that tiny sliver of hope. Maybe this time it'll be different. So this Reichel, this peddler cries out, "Who wants to buy the elixir of life?" And the entire town comes running. They surround him. They overwhelm him with curiosity. Rabbi Yana was sitting in close proximity to the market, and he overheard this peddler's announcement. And he calls out to the peddler, "Come over here, Zivonli, sell me some of that potion." And the peddler approaches him, and he tells him, "This is not applicable for people like you." However, Rabbi Yana insisted, and the peddler relented. Hotzi'eloi Sefer Tehillim. The peddler reaches into his bag and he takes out a Sefer Tehillim. Hereloi! And he shows him the pasuk where it says, Mia ish achafetz chaim. Whoever desires life, the remedy is, Netzoy l'shoin chemera. Guard your tongue from slanderous speech. And the Medrash continues. And this is the most astonishing part of the Medrash. Omer Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai has this epiphany. And he says, Kol yoma yisa koira pasuk zeh. All of my life I've read this pasuk and I never realized how simple this message was. Until this peddler came along and he enlightened me. Rabbi Yana's response is mind-boggling. What novelty did the peddler add? Sure, he added some theatrics and some drama, but ultimately, he just read the same pasuk in Tehillim that Rabbi Yana was reading all of his life. And on the surface, it doesn't appear that he added any more depth. So I'd like to share with you an incredible insight that I once heard. I'd like to explain it with a mashal. There's once a young man, he's about to get married, and he makes an appointment with a doctor, or today they would call it a life coach. And he says to the doctor, "Please give me some advice, I want to live a long, healthy life." And the doctor takes out a notepad and he begins listing a series of do's and don'ts, guidelines for longevity. And he says, "If you follow these instructions faithfully, you are destined to live a long and healthy life. First thing on the list, don't smoke. Second of all, don't drink alcohol. Eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Avoid risky behaviors. Reduce stress. Get regular exercise," and so on. So let me ask you a question. Does anyone live a long life by not smoking? Hundreds of years ago, there was no cigarettes, no one smoked, and not everyone lived long lives. These recommendations don't add years to a person's life. At most, they prevent someone from shortening the life they were already destined to live. You don't need a doctor or a life coach for this kind of advice. It's printed on cereal boxes. It's available on any website, in library books. This information is not exciting. But then this peddler comes along and he says, "I have a potion that can add 50 years to your life." Now that's exciting. That's fascinating. So the whole town came running, eager to get their hands on this miraculous elixir. Said Rabbi Yanai, "All of my life, I misunderstood the true depth of this pasuk. I always knew that Lashon Hara could potentially shorten a person's life. But I never realized that refraining from Lashon Hara could actually add years to someone's designated life. Until this peddler came along and he added this preface, Mia ish achafetz chaim, Who is the person that wants to add years to their life? Only then did I understand the Pasuk's full power. This peddler enlightened me. He gave me clarity and true understanding of this Pasuk. What an incredible insight. Speaking ill of others is very enticing, very tempting. But remember, by refraining from speaking Lashon Hara, it doesn't just preserve the years that was predestined for you. It actually adds additional years to your life. Definitely a worthwhile endeavor. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.